Mr. Plumbob to come up and show us because I really, frankly, I don't know how it works. I got one, I read a lot about it, and you're supposed to be able to see that it's straight. It's supposed to be able to show you, okay, what do you do with it now? Okay, let's say you've got it there. Now what? Help! Tie it off. All right, now what? You know, in rehearsal, it never stopped moving. Really? Patience. You know, I think that says something, too. I think spin says something. Ooh, I like that word. Not that I like to use it, but it speaks to me about us spinning things to our own direction. There it goes. Did I do that?
You got to take your hand off at the top.
I have to take my hand off at the top?
You're wobbling.
Uh-oh. All right, now what? There it is. Gee, it's a nice house we have here. Now what?
Steady it.
Huh? Steady it? You guys have time? You okay with this? Still spinning. A little traveling music, please. Okay, let's pretend it stopped spinning. Let's pretend. Now what? Yes, Brooke, help me.
Yeah, you're stuck.
I am.
It's 2 points. The top point and the bottom are flat swinging. Perpendicular from horizontal. Right? 90 degrees. That's what it shows.
Okay. So now if I wanted to build a wall over here, like right here. Hmm? Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Could I hire somebody to do this? Probably should, right? Plumbob. You know, it's really fun. I bought it at Lowe's, and I thought, wow, this feels neat. Did you ever buy tools that feel really neat? You know, that's why men go to Lowe's and Home Depot. You see neat stuff, man. You want to take it home. Play with it. I played with that a lot. I was actually afraid the string might break. You know, Amos, I got to get into this Amos because Amos was a tough guy. He wasn't gentle. He was rough. He lived like 2,800 years ago. And he was a prophet, but he didn't want to be. He was a farmer. He was just trying to raise sheep. And fig trees, I think it said. Sheep and fig trees. God tapped him, and he said, Amos, which, by the way, was Stanley Bryan's nickname, wasn't it? Stanley Bryan's nickname was Amos. Yeah. Amos, I want you to go over and tell the Israelites that they're crooked. Put a plumbob on them, metaphorically. Check them out and I'll tell you where they're crooked. They're crooked because they're my people, but they don't take care of the little ones. They don't care about the poor. All they're doing is aggrandizing themselves. All they're doing is getting richer. They don't care about the poor. There is no justice for those who are in need. Now go tell them that. It's a little like John the Baptist marching into Herod's office and saying, "You know what, Herod? You shouldn't be doing those things." What do you get for that? On a platter. Yeah. If you speak the truth to power, beware. There are consequences, or could be. But yet God says, speak it anyway. You need to take the risk of speaking the truth to power, because nobody else is going to stand up for the little ones. My question to you all today is, and I realize that at our book study this week, people don't like to talk about sins. Call it something else then. How is our society crooked? Not plumb. That's my question for us today. And we've got microphones because I want you to help. How is our society crooked? Name some things. Getting very dry. Name some things about how our society is crooked. Quick.
Racism.
I missed over here. Prejudices. Greed.
Violence.
Corrupt politics.
Immediate gratification.
Selfishness. I don't resemble any of those. I'm going to go home. No, really, I'm above all that. Because I don't like four-letter words. Do you know what the biggest four-letter word is to a person in the church? And it has six letters. Change. Change. Can you hear me over there? I'm sorry, I have to use it. Change. Yeah, that's going to make me change. I don't want to do that. Sorry. I'm going home and I'm going to forget about this experience for the rest of the week. I got places to go and things to do, and Roger Beer has to put up with my snoring, and I got stuff. You know? Change. I'm really okay. I mean, I don't like hurt black people and stuff. I don't go out of my way to say nasty stuff. I took care of my mom and my dad and, you know, in a responsible way, with their money. Thankfully, they still had enough. What would have happened if all of their money would have run out? Is our society caring for those good people whose money actually does run out? Are we doing an effective job of caring for our elderly? What other things? Can you think of other things? If I put that on there, whoo! What other things are sinful, I'll use the word, about our society? I wrote a few down. What else? Want to hear mine? Consumerism, we kind of talked about that a little bit. Cheating to get ahead. I'll do what I have to do. And that's fairly acceptable. Outright lying by political candidates about each other and whatever the facts might be. Who knows what the facts are? Nobody knows, because, and the plumb line shows, it spins. Hey, man, let me spin it for you my way. What is truth? Pilate asked the right question. There ain't none. You got to figure it out based on what you know of the Ten Commandments and your relationship with God. Otherwise, you don't know what the truth is. Few people are going to tell it to you. You got to figure it out. It's not there on the surface. Personal comfort before sharing. Accumulation before giving away. That's the exact opposite of good stewardship. You give away first, not last. You give away because you've been blessed, not as a throwaway money or things. Are our children given opportunity to grow in wisdom and in faith? Are they allowed to feel pain in order to learn how to deal with suffering? That one crossed my mind. It's an important one to me. Suspicion always precedes trust. You know, no matter where I am, nobody trusts me automatically, especially with a collar. It used to be automatic. I remember a woman in the hospital once, a long time ago, looked up at me like this. I had a beard, a long time ago, had a beard, collar on. She says, "Excuse me, are you a priest or a rabbi?" But she spoke to me, you know. Now people, how'd I answer? Yes. Neither, but both. Yeah. No, people are afraid. They think, "Oh, is he one of those?" You know? You got to create trust. There's embezzlements that happen locally in nonprofits, fire companies, and even churches and stuff. This stuff happens. Hello. But digging our heels in to get our own way, recalcitrance, obstinance, non-cooperation. You know, what is our T-square, our plumb bob? Is it the Ten Commandments? Can we still use them? And why not if we don't? They're not out of style. Oh, there's a whole lot of other ends and angles to them, but they're our guide. They show us the way. There's nothing new, nothing different. It's just that we become a lot better at ignoring them and having or taking less time to deal with them. So that's all I wanted to say today, but I generally wanted to involve you, and I'll do this more from time to time if you don't mind. It's kind of fun for me, and it's different. It's just different. How about if we pray together about being plumb? Oh God, there are lots of ways that I feel crooked. I hope you get that message to each of us today, that our ways simply are not as straight as they ought to be. There are lots of ways that I need to change. Convict each of us that there are ways that we need to change also, and that even the body of Christ gathered in this place, this congregation, needs to change some of its ways in order to be straight with you. Be our plumb bob, O God. Show us your way and allow us to follow it. Encourage us to follow it, even at the expense of discomfort, even at the expense of it not being in line with our will. Hear our prayers for ourselves, for our society, and especially, O God, for justice for those who are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.